from turning over. Most people don't like canoes that you can't move in. When I was in the scouts, we used old round bottom canoes, and I mean, if you were in the front of the canoe you, and you wanted to look behind you, you had to do it very carefully. If a child was looking for his clothes and the mother found them, she might say, "Well, what, here?" Would she say, "Well, here's your clothes," or "Here are your clothes?
Here are your clothes, here it is," okay. "Here they are."
Okay. If somebody wanted you to try a pair of pants or a coat or something, and they might send you through the mail every once in a while. I get through the mail little things of cloth that are, you might call them what?
A sample.
Okay. A thing that a woman wears when she's cooking to keep from getting food on her dress.
An apron.
Okay. A thing that you write with if you write with ink.
A pen.
Okay.
Fountain pen would be your old word.
Yeah, okay.
Not used now so much.
A dime is what?
10 cents.
Okay. A cup that you drink out of, it might be, if it's silver, it might be made out of. You'd say it's a what cup? You know, blind people might use them.
A tin cup.
Okay. Something that you might use to hold two pieces of cloth together if you didn't want to sew them. Maybe a straight or a safety
pin.
Okay. If a man buys a three-piece suit, what would the pieces be?
Probably be the pants, the coat, the vest.
Okay. You might say, "I tried the coat on and it something me perfect."
And it fitted me perfectly.
Okay. If a man goes, can't wear his old suit anymore, he'll have to go down and buy a
new suit.
Okay. If you fill your pockets full of walnuts or something, they would what? Dog balls or walnuts or something.
They would bulge.
Okay. That's exactly what the word I was trying to get you to say. If you wash, or before they used sanitized shirts, if you wash a shirt, it might
shrink.
Okay. A woman who likes to get sort of, or you might say, if she likes to put on nice clothes and then you might say, well, she likes to
dress well.
Okay. Would you ever use the term dress up or doll up or anything like that?
I've heard it a lot.
Okay. A thing that a woman carries her money in.
Would be a purse.
Okay.
Might be a handbag.
Okay. What about a thing that you might wear around your arm other than a wristwatch?
Could be a bracelet.
Okay. A woman might wear around her neck a what?
Might be a necklace.
Okay, or if it's made out of individual things like beads, you would call it what, but beads?
A strand of beads.
Okay. A man might wear what over his shoulders to hold up his pants?
Suspenders.
Okay. To keep the rain off of you, you need
an umbrella.
Okay. A thing on a bed that after you put the sheets and everything on it, when you make up the bed, you have a what on it?
The spread.
Okay. And the thing that you put your head on to sleep.
Might be a pillow.
Okay. You ever have a term that for a pillow that goes all the way across the bed, one pillow?
Never seen one.
So, but some people call them a bolster or something like that, but it's, I don't know, I haven't seen one since, I guess, World War II, but my parents used to have, it's a pillow about as long as that couch, one single pillow, and it goes completely across the bed. A cover that you might put on that's made out of really two layers.